So today we celebrate St. Vincent de Paul, and I want to kind of elaborate what he wrote today in the second reading. And since I don't carry the Liturgy of the Hours anymore, but I read it from my iPad, I'll share it with you. It's on here. He began his writing by saying, "Even though the poor are often rough and unrefined, we must not judge them from external appearances, nor from the mental gifts they seem to have received. On the contrary, if you consider the poor in the light of faith, then you will observe that they are taking the place of the Son of God who chose to be poor." Sometimes we romanticize the poor, but they're really rough around the edges because they'll tell you what they think most of the time. They're not going to package their words nicely in the Air Force or political nice ways, right? They'll tell you what they think. And sometimes that's very hard for us to accept. But remember that Jesus chose to be poor. And he lived his whole life with the poor. So he was okay with them being honest, being rough around the edges, being imperfect. Oftentimes we expect other people to be too perfect, that we miss the opportunity to see how Christ had loved us in our own imperfections. And today, St. Vincent de Paul go much deeper by inviting us to what the spiritual writers and master would say, holy inconveniences. He said in his writing that if, when we pray, the poor begin to interrupt us, instead of saying, "How dare you interrupt my prayer time? How dare you do this and that?" He said, "God did not neglect it," I quote, "God did not neglect it if you leave him for such service. Offer the deeds to God as your prayer. Do not become upset or feel guilty because you interrupted your prayer to serve the poor." Because one of God's work is merely interrupted so that another can be carried out. Holy interruptions, holy inconveniences, right? Sometimes we expect things to be perfect, and when things fall apart, we get so irritated. But St. Vincent de Paul said, even if we get interrupted in our prayer, and things don't work out, we're merely moving from one act of prayer, one act of God's work, toward the other. And charity still have to be there, right? So he ends his writing today by saying that Jesus hath given us the poor to be our masters and our patrons. In serving those who cannot return the favor, in serving those who cannot give back to us, those who are hard to love, those who are rough around the edges, we truly learn how to be Jesus for them and learn how to love him in them as well. Therefore, my brothers and sisters, the message of St. Vincent de Paul still apply today in our modern or postmodern time. Therefore, let us reflect upon what the good saints teach, and today seek him in the holy inconveniences or the interruptions of life as well.